Blog Talk Radio.
I'm gonna keep on loving you, 'cause it's the only thing I wanna do.
Turns out everyone does sound better in the shower.
And it turns out the General is a quality insurance company that's been saving people money for nearly 60 years.
'Cause it's the only thing I will do. I never stop.
Can't unhear that.
For a great low rate and nearly 60 years of quality coverage, make the right call and go with the General.
Help and love. Get up and hold. And party, baby, come on, come on, girl, and now, oh, party, get up and dance, sing, and don't run, that you're mine.
Oh, that was nice. That was nice, Brother O. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, well, well. Welcome to the See This Show. Well, well, well. Ain't heard that in a while, right? Welcome back, See This. Honor to everybody tonight who's joining me. We are on air now from Lagos, Nigeria. Please call in at 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation brought to you by Najee Time Multimedia, man, for I Am the 2022 International Internet Hall of Fame nominee, along with my twin terrorists. So thank you for joining the She's the Show tonight. Honor to all of your families, to all of you all around the world this evening. So kick back, relax. Honor to your families and to those who you love, the best to you all, to your journey. Tonight I want to get into the reconnecting with yourself. Shall you have a sound mind to receive? A sound mind to receive, reconnecting with the self in the body. When we speak about the body, we speak about the DNA, for this is the book of Revelation. For we come to bring what no man has heard nor seen, and we come to remind the human family of the organic, benevolent beings that we are, if you will. So when saying that, reconnecting with the body is one of the cores of the human experience, the core of human functioning, the core of human well-being, the core of human life, the core of human perfect health, the core of perfect sight, if you will. So sit back, take a deep breath, if you will, as we know. We live in a busy world by design. We live in a busy, noisy world. Some of it is by design. See, when I say that we live in a busy, noisy world by design, I want you to separate the beautiful things in life, okay? Let's put to the side the beautiful things in life, your family, your pets, the vacations, newborn babies, graduations, overcoming sicknesses, getting out of prison, if you will, reuniting, getting a new business. Let's move that a little bit to the side. Let's separate the beautiful things in life. When I speak about the busy, noisy world by design, I said by design. When I say by design, that means somebody did this. It was designed by someone. No right or wrong, but by design, okay? Speak about reconnecting with the self. Let's separate the beautiful things of the world and get back to the busy, noisy world by design. I want to also address those who are called to take care of parents, grands, children with sicknesses, disabilities, animals, your community humanitarianship as a stewardess to humanity. I want to talk to those who are with parents who suffer from dementia and other diagnosed sicknesses and disease, if you will. Those who are operating in their communities, in the churches, in groups and fraternities, corporations, board members, if you will. Those who are even fighting for a cause. I'm speaking to you as well. Those who are fighting for a great cause in America and a great cause all around the world. I want to speak to you because that's a lot of work, right? You know, from taking care of parents to your community humanitarianship to the corporations as a board member, the groups that you're a part of, even down to taking care of your family, you know what I'm saying? You know, those who have started businesses, those who may be renovating a home, children that are going off to colleges. I'm speaking to nurses. Oh, my God, nurses, take my hat off to you. I'm talking to mentors. Those who incarnated as light workers to service humanity, if you will. in the midst of our gratitude, our service to humanity, our careers, our humanitarianship to the world, in the midst of all of that, in the midst of being the oldest sibling or the sibling of many siblings that you are looked up to those who are the go-to person in your family, on the job, in your mentor programs, if you will. I'm speaking to you. In the midst of all of that, we tend to forget about ourselves, not on purpose, but we tend to forget about ourselves because our mission on earth to service humanity as the go-to person. And being the go-to person, that's not bad at all. Because these people, these souls who are go-to people, are here to service and love humanity, if you will, and to help uplift and change the frequency of love to the planet, if you will. So in saying that, with reconnecting with this self, because many depend on you, even adult children to my older ones in your 50s, 60s, you know, late 40s, if you will, further up, you have adult children that depend on you. Now, you are their parent. When I say depend, I'm speaking of those, as well as adult children, that actually lean on you a little bit more than they should. And I want to remind you that reconnecting with the self is very, very important, because we are here as people of God, or children of God, if you will, as the daughters of God, to love humanity, to service humanity, if you will, from the bottom of our hearts. But wait a minute. We, too, also get weary and we be drained. You see what I'm saying? Because there is something that is missing from many of us. I bear witness to my own self. Not connecting with the self. Because we're so busy. No right or wrong. But to remember to connect with the self. That means you need mommy time, mothers. And to the brother, you need solitude. Yes, we do. Even children, there's a time to play. There's a time to cry. There's a time to rejoice. There's a time for stillness. There's a time to speak. There's a time not to speak. You know, all of those little principles matter in life. This is what forms us as a people and what shapes us and molds us and, you know, you get what I'm saying? Reconnecting with the self. And we have been so busy, even me, forgetting to reconnect with the self, forgetting to pay the self, forgetting to spend time with the self. Mothers, that means, and to the wives out there, mothers and wives, that means that you're not only a mother, you're not only a wife, but you're also Tanya. Or you're also Tamika. You're also Dana. I couldn't think of a name, excuse me. Wait a minute. Yes, you're mom. You're the wife or the girlfriend. But you're also Tanya. What about Tanya? Who is Tanya? Who is Samantha? Oh, girl, I got four children, you know, and a husband, and we've been married. We just bought our first property. Wait a minute. No. Who is Tanya? Girl, I've been a teacher at Franklin School for 21 years. Wait. Hold up. I know you're a mother. You have four children. I know that you teach for the past 24 years. Who is Tanya? Well, I've been on a missionary board for the church for the past 10 years, honey, and this is my church home, and you know every year, you know, whoa. Who is Tanya? To the brothers, who is David? Well, I've been married about 24 years, you know, to my wife, and we had three boys, and, you know, hell, two of the boys that went off to college already to have a first. Wait, David, who is David? Well, I've been working down at the brickyard about 43 years, and wait, who is David? Well, I got a Noble certificate, you know, for 12 years down at the, at the golf thing, you know. Y'all get where I'm coming from with this? Have you ever sat back and said, who am I? Without adding the children, the husbands and the wives and your mothers. That plays a part, too, why it's hard for some of us to reconnect with the self, because many of our mothers want to live through us. Wait a minute. So y'all received where I was going with that. When I said, who is Tanya? She said, girl, I got four children, honey. I'm a good mother. You know what I'm saying? Wait a minute. If you ask a lot of women this question, the first thing they say, well, I'm a good mother, and I got four children, and, you know, they, none of them went to prison, and I'm so glad that my boys never got locked up, and wait a minute, who is Tanya? You know what I'm saying? Well, I've been working at this company, you know what I'm saying? I'm a blah, blah, wait a minute, who is Tanya? To my brothers, we know you've been working at the brickyard, or we know you've been working for this a computer company for 34 years, my brother. Who are you, David? You get my point of where the fuck I was going with that. Excuse me. As far as you reconnecting with the self. You ever sit back again and ask yourself, who am I? Other than being a good husband, being a good wife, being a good mother, being a good father, always being there for your mother. And I hit something deep. You ain't got to think it's deep. I'm saying it's deep. A lot of us, unfortunately, have not been able to reconnect with the self, because a lot of us, our mothers are in our way, we're in our own way, and a lot of our mothers have not faced their childhood experiences and are wanting to live through generations of us, our mothers. That is playing a big part why many of us have not been able, or is taking a lot to reconnect with the self, because our mama just don't want to let go, and many of us, no right or wrong, have not yet understood how to release our mothers. You see what I'm saying? And this is deep guilt, you see what I'm saying, between our mothers and our mothers wanting to control our lives and live through us, live through our boyfriends, our husband, even through our children. This ain't what the grandmother's about, okay, when it comes to these grandchildren, okay? This is narcissist ways, and that plays a part because your mother was not able to connect with herself. No right or wrong, no mistakes, honey, because there's a transformation for that. And it's not simple, but it's called connect with yourself. Honestly, there's no other answer to this with connecting to yourself. You ain't got to go around the world. You ain't got to get prepared for it. It's simply connecting with the self. The self. Many of us, the go-to person, we incarnated for that, but wait a minute. We have been stripped. We have been drained because we yet have not fully discovered the measure of our own love. I bear witness, okay? And that also keeps us away from connecting with ourselves because we spend more time connected to everybody else. That's right. Call in and talk to Jesus. 516-453-9133. We're talking about reconnecting with the self, having time to the self. See, now the babies, unfortunately, the children, this great generation, they don't have time to connect with themselves. This is important so that these children don't grow up with all the stress that we've already experienced as far as connecting with the self, having time to the self, away from your friends, away from your husband, away from your children. You ain't going far. Caller one is in queue. All right now. Who's calling? Welcome to the season, Cell. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hey, Peace Within. This is the Mothership Connection calling from the realm of neutrality.
Honor, Elder. This is my elder. Don't mind your business. It's my elder. Excuse me. This is personal. Honor, Elder. Thank you for calling in, speaking about reconnecting with yourself.
Yes, reconnecting with the soul self. We have to sit alone, like you said. I was listening to your broadcast, like I said, from another realm. And I said, she's just spitting that message. Let me call.
Thank you.
Jesus, you telling them right. They have to sit down and be quiet. See, the program, everyone's programmed. Nobody don't know who they are. The program is you do what your mama said because she had to do what her mama said. Like you said, if you ask somebody, who are you? They will tell you their name or job title. Oh, I'm a mama. Oh, I got five kids, just like you said, and call them kids. It's a program. They're sick. We're here to know thyself. Once you know thyself, you're supposed to sit so quietly that you can hear your heartbeat. When you hear your heartbeat, then you can connect to your soul self. Folks don't even hear their heartbeat, Jesus. That's why I was calling you, baby.
Thank you for calling. Thank you for calling me.
Thank you for spreading this word. Thank you for telling them that they have to know thyself in order to advance in the game of life.
Yes.
When you don't know who you are, anybody or anything can program you to tell you what you are and what you going to do.
All
and
right,
with that, I say peace then. Thank you. And I'm going to see you on New Earth, baby.
See you on New Earth.
Yep.
Thank you. Thank you for calling in. Y'all come on and call into the season show. Come on, y'all. Woo! Somebody said woo! Was she Crystal Wright? Woo! What she said? Uh-huh. Honor to the elder who called in. That's my elder. Mind your business. But thank you. Y'all come on and call into the Jesus Show. Area code 516-453-9133. On air now, live from Lagos. Oh, excuse me. Excuse me. Nigeria, excuse me. So talking about reconnecting with the self. And left off with mothers wanting to live through us. Hugs, baby, wanting to live through us. And this is playing a big part and huge in many of generations that we have lived through. And it is preventing many of us to be in our own way and not be able to live for our mothers, to live through ourselves so that we could connect deeper to ourselves. Our mothers, many of us, the world, have lived through their time of trauma. Unfortunately, some before they gave birth to us. The same way that many of us born in the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, we also are getting a knock on the soul. We're getting a call from what you call the creator, from what you call God. God, or the creator, if you will, or source, if you will, Allah, y'all, whatever y'all be calling, the older mother, no offense, I'll be trying to figure y'all out. The creator that you believe in, that you know in your heart, is knocking on everyone's heart, everyone, not skipping, not a soul, whether we hear the call or not. And a part of this call, I come to speak, go ask the creator this. Uh-huh. Go ask the creator within you, within your heart. Go ask your heart, honey. Is your heart calling you to come into a stillness, to take out time for you, to explore you, till you fall in love with you over and over and over and over and over and over again? The self within has that much love to give the self. I said the self in order to continue. Me too. To reconnect. I'm not done, but I can still speak a message to the world. To reconnect with the self, to take time to the self. You don't always have to walk in the door with something for your children, those who have small children. No, you already shared with your children. Take out time. You remember when I just used that example, Tanya and David? Let Tanya get an ice cream cone, not mommy. You see the difference in that? you might have to process that. Everything that I say, you don't just grasp. You go process that. It'd be good to have a pen and paper. Huh. And like you talking about this at your dinner table, cut it out. Cut it out. On your break time at work, you on the phone. You ain't taking time to the self. Stop it. We're here for a new birth. Me too. I need to be revived with you, and I am. I am. You see what I'm saying? Now the way, in order to reconnect with yourself, look what's new in the world now. Technology, all meant to be, but now technology, wait a minute. Everybody's on the phone. Everybody's on the tablets in the house. I know people who text their children. Dinner's downstairs in the microwave. We're not able to reconnect with ourselves. Not many of millions of us, okay? This is just a reminder. It's a reminder to myself as well. It's a reminder to those who already demonstrate this in their own life. Receive, Brother O. Next track, Brother O.
Like my
Welcome back to the Caesar Show, talking about reconnecting with the self. Caller number two, how you doing? What's your name and where you calling from?
Hey, peace, peace, and abundant divine blessings. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, magic man, homie. Hey, boo.
My Elo. She's his pal. Wow, first of all, it's good to hear your tone of voice. Part of me wanted to start singing some Welcome Back Carter stuff, man, but you're so much greater, so much greater. But I will say this. It is great to have you back here with us. I know that you're working in many different worlds. I love and respect you for that. But I said it from the first time I heard your tone of voice, from the first time I heard you teaching, there's no other like you. Trust me. I have seen and heard the best of them. Okay? I love the fact that you do what you do, what you do, and you never, ever stop. I give thanks to all in all for you, for being here. I give thanks to all in all for all that you have went through. You never, regardless of whatever happens, you never stop doing what you have incarnated here to do. Okay? The reason why I know is because I'm your mirror. And the message that you're giving to, tonight, trust me, and there was a time I didn't know, okay? Now, what's so unique about this weekend for a lot of people who are celebrating? Shout out for the people who are celebrating, right? Resurrection weekend. And here's the thing that I want to share with you, my Elo Jesus Power. It's amazing that billions of people can concentrate on an incident, real or imagined, right? Fact or fiction,
yeah.
Billions of people, they can concentrate on that, but they're afraid to look in the mirror. Anyway, that's my $9.99 that I wanted to share. I just wanted to make sure that my voice was heard and show you my unending divine love and support for you.
Thank you, Hooney. Thank you, Magic Man. I honor you. I thank you. And, like, you can't really explain no universe in words, so I believe it as that, man. I'm just grateful for you making this alignment and flesh with you. And, Hooney, can you let everybody know when your next show is, baby, please?
Should be in May, right around. Matter of fact, it's going to be the anniversary. It should be May 5th or May 7th. I'm going to have to look at the calendar, but it will be the first Thursday in May. And I'm doing something very special.
Okay, first Thursday in May.
For all mothers, dedicating it, of course, to two mothers primarily. My own mother, the bare knuckle, the undisputed, undefeated bare knuckle prize fighter, right? And then the other mother, I have to give honor and respect for, otherwise I wouldn't be here. And that's the mother of our beloved Hall of Fame four times. Mrs. Okay? So, and
yes.
So I already got one special guest. Hopefully, if you're not doing anything, please come on. I need that feminine energy, okay? I already got the woman of God, Chinchilla J, already confirmed. But any sister out there, this is a special dedication to y'all, okay?
Thank you.
Though it will be my official fifth year anniversary, I put in a lot of work. And I give thanks to all in all who's in all through all above and in compassion and all. On that note, I'm going to put it on pause and listen to the rest of your show. Love you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We have another caller. Caller number three, who's calling? Where you calling from?
Peace, peace. It's Miss Erica Stelina. I'm calling from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Al, I'm right here in Greensboro. Al, thank you for calling in, sister. Much love. Talking about reconnecting with the self.
Yes, well, I wanted to just quickly say, because, you know, it is a full moon tonight, and we are talking about reconnecting with ourselves, and I just want to make sure that, especially women, because we are more connected to the moon than men are, you know, dealing with lunar cycles in our bodies. But when we're thinking about reconnecting with ourselves, first and foremost, we need to, tonight, be taking some real serious looks into what we need to be letting go of in our lives to even begin a process of healing And tonight is a wonderful night to release a lot of that tension, stress, things that are not just not taking you where you need to be trying to go, honey, and letting people go that are not helping heal you, people who are triggering you in that way. And then those triggers that we are getting, we need to be facing those head on and finding out what it is that we need to do to resolve that, because we need to be a lot more focused on ourselves, because sometimes we focus a lot of outward. This time we need to be focused a lot of work on inner work, inner healing, healing ourselves, and doing that, healing yourself, you're going to heal the women around, you're going to heal your mom, you're going to heal your children, you're going to break a generational curse, but it all starts with ourselves. So, you know, I love you so much, and I just wanted to, first and foremost, and, you know, we ain't never talked on the phone, but we ain't been on this phone, but girl,
right.
So you, and I want you to keep doing what you are doing, because there's not many like you that are genuine. You actually give a damn, and there's so many people that don't. So I commend you on your effort and your energy for even trying to shake people awake right now. So, you know, and like I said, this ain't the time to wake nobody up. These people that are listening to you tonight are already chasing that rabbit to find out where it is they need to fix things within themselves. So the fact that people are calling in, giving people jewels and sharing energies and sharing how we can all connect, you know, this is beautiful. Keep this going, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you, Erica. Receive. Like, she really spoke a lot of substance. Erica spoke a lot of substance to those who are connected to the full moon energy and understand the concepts of that. Tonight is a night, shall it be for you, or it's a confirmation for releasing tensions. She spoke about stress. She spoke about facing triggers. She spoke about focusing on the self, same as reconnecting the self. She spoke about inner work. That goes back to what I spoke about, how mothers want to live through their adult daughters, if you will, and doing so much work and always the go-to person, yet not having time to the self and doing inner work. A lot of us need inner healing. Some may have not discovered that just yet. Take it easy on yourself. You see what I'm saying? Erica also spoke on generational curses. The world is awakening to that right there, which is very, very important for those who are not even here yet, if you will, all about reconnecting with yourself. Thank you for receiving. Please call in. I am broadcasting, airing now from Lagos, Nigeria. Call in at 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. Brought to you by Nazi Time Multimedia. Thank you for your time. Reconnecting with yourself. I want to encourage men, women, and children for me time. I want to encourage those, even reminding myself as I speak this to you, for the me time, for understanding the self. That way we can, especially adults, older people, to be comfortable with validating self, for us to be transformed, even within myself, from the spirit of doubt, to doubt the self would be our greatest weakness of the human mind, if you will. Doubt, to not doubt and to validate the self. The plan of God within you, or the creator within you, or source within you, is for you to know and not doubt. That goes for me as well. I just woke up 5 minutes ago, okay? I'm going with you as far as reconnecting with thyself. It's just that I met a bunch of you guys, and we're doing it together. And even those who are not in touch with that, they can hear this, and their seed will be watered along their way. You know what I'm saying? This is a choice that a human has to make for themselves. Even though many of us are extraterrestrial in a humanoid body, we have to make that. It's an individual calling for the self. We can talk to people till we're blue in the face. Many of us, we're just encouraging people as we encourage yourself, okay? So it's all on oneself to owe yourself. You deserve it to connect with yourself, men, women, and children, to have me time. Sometimes children need a break from parents. Hello. And I ain't just talking about summer camp and school hours, okay? Children need a break from parents in the house, in the home. parents need a break. And when I say need a break, let me specify this word break. I mean space away from each other, as in time to the self. I want to correct my own word, if you don't mind. I'm my own horse's mouth. Thank you. Okay, instead of a break, because we got enough separation with family. I don't mean, that wasn't the correct word. To have space and time away while we are still in the home, but to also gather together while we're in the home as well, and not allow devices to take power over our connection as family or even as lovers too. Your lovers, some lovers still have unhealed energy and blockages, and some lovers don't understand lovers that actually reconnect with the self. Some lovers have experienced this, and their lover may have some blockages and unhealed energy of some insecurities. We're not making fun of that. We're not making fun of that. This is about a reality for transformation so that one would also have a healthy, purpose-driven life and be within their righteous mind and be as stable as we could be in our minds when it comes to reconnecting with the self, having space for the self. Parents get frustrated with children because parents, we get up, we start our day, we get our children together, those who have, school-age children. We get up, we get the children ready, we get out the door to the school, and then we get ready to go to have a productive day, right? And then when we get off, we have errands to run to take care of our family and certain things that need to be done. And then we come home, we have to cook or provide our meals. And then by then we're like, most lovers too tired to make love to a lover. Most parents don't have time to speak and communicate with the children. No right or wrong, you know what I'm saying? We're reminding the self to reconnect with the self. Could we all do it? Or we all have done it. You see what I'm saying? And honestly, it's called a peace of mind. Children need a peace of mind from taking in our frustrated day because some of us have not yet heard the call to reconnect with the self. And it plays a big part with impatience, with being frustrated and irritated from a long day, whether you work or not. Okay? Next track, brother. Oh, reconnecting with the self, man. Welcome to the Chiefest Show on air live out of Lagos, Nigeria. Call in 516-453-9133. Press 1. Call in number 4. Who's calling? Where you calling from? Al.
453-9133.
Press 1.
Call in number 4. Who's calling?
Where
you calling from?
Al. Okay. Whoever's right there, turn down your microphone so we can hear you on the air. Thank you.
Peace, peace. Peace, peace. I'm coming through clear.
Yes. M-Town, hey, baby.
Peace and love, fam. I'm a little bit on the late show, you know what I'm saying? But I see, man, you got a very important topic, you know what I'm saying? It's always good for us to reconnect with yourself, for us to be reminded, you know what I'm saying? Hey, man, we're in a wicked dimension, you know what I'm saying? Hey, man, in a material world, a material plane. And we have to go through, hey, man, the duality thing. You see what I'm saying? So that within itself, man, just learning your shadow self, you know what I'm saying? It learning your true self, your shadow self, is always a need to reconnect. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, hey, man, with so many distractions, we're in a material plane. You see what I'm saying, man? Shout out to everybody, man, that's standing firm. Hey, man, everybody that's regenerating, everybody that's reconstructing themselves, you know, everybody that's being resurrected, you know what I'm saying? Everybody that's being resurrected from certain space that we've been in. And hey, man, we reaching higher. We constantly going up. So I just had to come through and show some love, man. I'm just cheesing and smiling. You see what I'm saying? I love
Thank
the topic.
You.
And you know, hey, man, what the people bringing. And hey, man, you. And you as well, hey, man, what you bring, you know what I'm saying, and allowing people to come through and share their love and express gratitude and joy, you know what I'm saying, hey, man, we in the spirit of joy, man, we always got an attitude of gratitude, you know what I'm saying, and hey, man, I'm thankful for the experience. Thank you.
Thank you for calling in town. Much love, honey. Word, reconnecting with the self. Y'all come on and call in. Call in. Thank you to everybody who is calling in tonight. Everybody, thank you for your time. Thank you for joining me. You could be doing anything in the world right now. You know what I'm saying? And you gravitated and made the alignment with me on this evening. That is truly cherished and truly appreciated. Talking about reconnecting with the self. Excuse me. Where I left off was, I encourage men, women, and children again to have me time. It's important to acknowledge the body. Reconnecting the self also is connected to reconnecting with your body. I love you too, Chastity. Oshun, much love. Honor to the great ones and to your families. Important to acknowledge the body. Acknowledging the body for perfect health along the way. To have, let me talk to you for a minute now. To those who believe in God and the Creator, let me talk to you, honey. The Creator didn't make no mistakes with you. The Creator, the God, the source, however you term, the highest power imaginable of all life, right? Okay, we got that figured out. You will not be forsaken. The God, the Creator, Source, did not forsaken you. We were created. Ain't nobody. Your mama didn't make your DNA. Your daddy ain't make your DNA. Your mama ain't create your blood system. No, she didn't. She carried all of that. Your father didn't create your kidney. No, it didn't. And then somebody out, ain't nobody outside of your body created your kidney in order for your kidney to function in the human body, right? Okay, your lover, your parents, your grandparents, your papa, your grandfather, ain't nobody create your pancreas for you and put it into your body. No, not at all. You was born with all of that. So that goes to say that there's no mistaking, for we are not forsaken from understanding and having the knowing of the body that our soul is being housed in, okay? This is revelations. Some of us, we come to blow your mind. I blow my own mind. This is revelations, honey. Reconnecting with the self is connecting with the body as well, the all-knowing, one day at a time through the process of you seeking the truth in you that you could only find from within, okay? Now, you may hear your friends say it, but that's because they found it from within, okay? Okay, it comes from within, okay? It's something, the substance within you that you cannot find from a friend, from a parent, from a lover, from a teacher, okay? It's called from within. It's called the blueprint. It's called the DNA. It's called the innate, the smart body. The DNA has a mechanism to heal the human body, but as we, excuse me, as we continue to release blockages and generational curses and all of the loudness of the way of the world, then we continue one day at a time, one individual at a time, to reconnect with the body and to have a communication. Because there's a communication inside of every woman, inside of her womb. There's a communication in what's called the innate, which is the DNA, which is the smart body. There's a smart body inside of us, okay? A smart body. A smart body that operates on its own. That's why when you eat something, if it don't sit right with your digestive system and your blood, you have an upset stomach diarrhea, right? See, that's your DNA. You didn't do that. You didn't tell yourself, self, give me diarrhea. You see what I'm saying? So let me get my body into position. You didn't do that. There's a smart body. There's a quantum system installed. I said quantum. That is beyond the five senses, excuse me. You don't wake up every day. I say this a lot. I'm going to say it again. You don't wake up every day and be like, oh, shoot, let me go get my heart so I can make sure my heart is beating before I go to work. You don't wake up every day and be like, oh, I got to put my kidney in so I can breathe. See, there is no mistake. You were perfectly created into this human avatar, if you will. Now that we are awakening, including myself, we are coming to know the healing mechanisms of the smart body and the communication of the DNA. Because the human brain was not designed by God that you worship, that you understand in your heart, right? The human, for God or the creator or source did not create the human brain to give us this information. For God actually hooked you up, the creator or the creator and you actually hooked you up and gave you an extra brain behind the human brain. We got a hookup inside of us. Come on, man. This stuff gets good. Now that our world is awakening, one person at a time. And when people don't understand this, leave them alone. They'll have their time the same way that you have your time for understanding. We just know to stay away from some people who ain't got no understanding. You understand? It just depends on who it is. Hello. That needs a time to go reconnect or connect with yourself, too, when you got to get away from somebody. Just go on back to yourself, honey. That be your time to connect with self. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Connect with yourself, honey, so you can have some understanding, honey. What's within us wants our attention one day at a time. Reconnecting or connecting is actually a reconnectioning to the body, to the innate. Many people around the world are awakening and remembering that they can heal their body. Some of us can heal some things because of wisdom. Wisdom from the communication system within the body called the smart body or DNA, if you will, a more common word to the human family, if you will. When something is bothering us, y'all come on and call in. Call in. Everybody got body parts. Come on. Everybody got kidneys in it. You got one. If anything, come on, call in. Everybody got a heart. Everybody got a pancreas. Everybody got a knock on side of them that something got your attention for your body, honey, and you have been able to transform or come into a knowledge that you did not have prior to your situation in your body. Come on and call in, 516-453-9133. Press number one. Come on, y'all, and talk about it. Somebody needs to hear your transformation or something of substance so you reconnecting with yourself. Many people are learning about a different plant or plants with an S, if you will, that have done miracles and wonders for their health, if you will. This is all a part of reconnecting with the self, reconnecting with the body at your own will for those who hear the call. So come on and call in. Next track. Okay, brother. Oh, why not, baby? the Jesus Show, y'all. As I wrap it up, thank you for joining the Jesus Show. Thank you for all who called in. And I just want to remind you how important it is. I'm reminding myself as well how important it is to connect with the self, to connect with the self. You deserve it. I deserve it. The world deserves it for the world. Thank you. Love to your families. Love to your families. I speak that no weapon be formed against us. And I speak that anything against us, that we would have the power and the wisdom and the arm of honey, in the arm of honey to dispel all evil, to dispel all evil. I speak that we will speak the power of the tongue of God to remove all darkness away from us and from our families. I speak peace of mind to you. I speak healing to those who can receive it. You see what I'm saying? Peace of mind to all of the children of the world, and let's release the depression and the stress one day at a time. Take it easy on yourself. Brother, oh, bring us home, baby.
Well, first of all, I want to thank this wonderful young lady, part of our legacy, back with us, Christine Powell, the 2021 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting nominee tonight on a wonderful Saturday night right here at WBNN. Now, tomorrow, we come right back on, you know, we keep on moving. Our next Saturday performance will be in 2 weeks with Shannon Stanton, of course, and she's still in her intern stage. But tomorrow night, Chinchilla J News Forum, Studio A, 9:30 Eastern Daylight Time right here at WBNN. And, of course, we have advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia. We are Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest, of course, at Ngozi Time. Oladele Malewa Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments, suggestions for our wonderful program tonight, Olede Laidine goes with my and gmail.com and I am. Your mother and father's favorite producer, Oladele Malewa Ngozi, saying good night, good luck. To all the folks out there on Force Radio to support us on a constant basis. And for the next 2 minutes and 4 seconds as we go in the program, we got the Hall of Fame nominee.
Oh, thank you again for your time. And remember, take time for yourself. As I spoke earlier, you're not just mommy. You're not just the career woman, the business woman, the boss woman. You're also Tanya. To the brothers, you're not just a father, a uncle, a son. You know what I'm saying? A construction worker. No, you're also David. Remember you. I'm out. Jesus.